Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Paul Easton. Paul has 20 years of digital marketing and agency work, now working to make a difference in the world with www.lemonangels.com. Oh, that was a straight shooter. He is going to share a bizhap about bankruptcy. Paul, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hey, Anna, thanks very much for having me. I'd love to share experiences that entrepreneurs have been through. So this is going back a few years ago. I started off in marketing selling dog clothes online, and I did it. I'm based in New Zealand, so I did it in the US market. So I bought products, I stored them in the US market, and I was working with a storage company over there. Now, that storage company was trying to do the best they could for me. The founder was trying to do the best at serving his customers, but literally I got an email from him saying, look, I've tried to do the best I can, but I'm going into bankruptcy. I'm like, okay, this is on the other side of the world for me, so what am I supposed to do about it? And he said, look, I've forwarded your details onto someone else who can at least look after you. And I went, oh, that's great. Okay, so where's this going to go? So I get an email from this other person who said, look, I know this other company is going into bankruptcy. I was in there, I saw your products, and I grabbed them, and I've brought them to my warehouse before they take them away and sell them to pay the bills off. I could have reached through the screen, right? I could have reached through the screen and hugged this person, even though I never met them. So I got my products out. I got them into another warehouse. I got it down to a decent storage price. That was my other, this is my other learning too. When I read the fine print of the first arrangement, I think it was $149 for storage. Now I read that as $149 a month. Now actually it was $149 a week. So,
oh my gosh.
Yes, that's such a big difference. Now, I hadn't read the fine print. You know, I was excited. I got into it. This is, you know, a new life. And like, I hadn't read the fine print at the same time. So it was bleeding me too. So lesson from me is, you know, take the time to know who you're dealing with, and read that fine print so you know going in. And sometimes you've got to look at, okay, what is the worst case scenario? What if this happens? How could I change to it? How can I change with it? And make sure anybody starting a business who might even be part of, even getting started in business, everything takes twice as long, costs twice as much, and you see unexpected things every day. Those are the biggest lessons I've had out of business and agency work. It's all changing all the time, and you've got to be able to adapt to it. Otherwise, you'll find it too hard and move on. So yeah, it was a good lesson. That's working in that market. I get some major insights to what people buy, what people sell. Actually, side note, I was selling dog clothes, but actually what was best selling was extra large dog clothes. And the reason why that is, people were trying to keep their dogs healthy. And I put pictures up on my website. I asked my customers to send me pictures of a dog's wearing the clothes. And I had someone said to me, you know, I knew you were a real company because these were really ugly dogs that had these clothes on. And they were, wasn't really fair to the dogs, to be sure. But like someone said to me, that's why I knew you were a real company. So don't hold back on those customer pictures, because if they are horrendous, and some of them were, yeah, okay, I'm a cat person, but these were ugly dogs. But anyway, side note. But so that's what I've always learned. And you know, in business and all those things, if you can measure it, you can get it better. If you can measure it, you can make a change. If you can't measure it, and that's the web. The web does the best thing, and you can measure everything. You know, I know we've got other ideas lined up, but that's what my best learning is. You can read a podcast and listen to a podcast. You can read an article, but when you execute on it, then you can measure it, and then you can improve it.
Yes.
That should be the first question. Like, I work with agencies, and people who work with agencies should have. Okay, they should walk in and say, this is what I want from an agency. I want leads at $50 per lead, for example. We go, fantastic. We know exactly what you want. We can measure it. You can measure it. Everything works. Everybody knows where it's a win-win. And it's super clear. But unless you know that, you're running in the dark. The agency can't do the best job for you. All those type of things pop in.
Yeah.
And there's agencies, good and bad. But majority of the time, when the people that I work with, they want to do the best for the client. They want to do the absolute best that they can, and they want that client to be really happy. But it has to be on both sides. And I'm really direct with a lot of clients. If we can't do the work for them, then we shouldn't even start. It's like, we can't do you work. You haven't proven the product. You haven't proven this. We shouldn't really work with you.
Yes.
Because, you'll end up disappointed, and so will we. So, that's my biggest learning. Am I on time? I'm keeping it as short as I can, but I still.
So, no, it's so valuable. Great advice to know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. And if you don't know your numbers, you cannot track progress. And if it's zero, well, it's still measurable. It's still a number. And now you have data to know how to improve. Thank you so much for all of this. It reminded me when I had, I also had an online business with, let's say this is a big company, and the owner is called Jeffrey, and his last name is like kisses, but in Spanish. And you say kiss in Spanish is beso. So I had my store there, and I had a girl coming and saying, hey, I have this inventory and I can't sell it. Because my store is already full, so can I use your store? But I didn't ask her for numbers. I didn't ask her for anything. I was like, oh yeah, sure, right. Let's like do this and share profits. And oh my goodness, it was not a good choice because I didn't know numbers, and my wallet just started bleeding. But thank you so much for this. This was a great reminder, great advice. So, who do you serve, and how can those people find you?
So I'm just currently rebranding my own website to paulesten.com. Like, I've been behind the scenes of agencies for a long time, and now I've decided that I want to be more on my own and provide advice and consultancy for people looking to use an agency. I've seen so many frustrations because getting access to an agency now, the smallest business can get access to an agency, but they don't understand what working with an agency is like. They're really focused on big, huge brands, and you're not a fit. So I provide advice if you're going to go and deal with an agency, or if you're looking to do that type of thing, you're at a level that you want to move ahead. So that's my prime one. I have a passion project called Lemon Angels, which you've mentioned already. And I sit there on the back end, and that is where I help families that have children with medical problems that are raising funds online to... normally to travel or get operations done in other countries. All I do is I interview them, I create that interview and allow that to be something shared so that they can get more traction, they can get more, possibly get local TV coverage, they can possibly get more people that share the story, get more exposure, and people donate more money for them so they can get these medical things sorted out. They've got to travel. The last one I did, they had to raise $180,000, and they're still going to travel from one country to another because our country doesn't have the expertise, so they've got to go to another country. And when I started this, I thought, is this another country that's trying to just make money out of these people? But then I've seen some amazing results from people going to Germany. The kids that the only way they could eat through a feeding tube, and then they came back and they could eat normally, and they were showing pictures of the first hamburger that they'd had for years. And so it's really my passion project. It's what I want to build into it. I'm doing it as a company, not a charity. I want it to be a large company that some company comes along and says, oh, you're doing great things, I want to buy you later on. That's where I want to build it to. So between those two things, I'm really busy. I don't have a lot of hobbies. I like what I do so much that those things keep me pretty busy.
That's awesome, Paul. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Paul Easton, for coming on and sharing his story about bankruptcy. People, know your numbers. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps it burning away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the ELF can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.